And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. 7 months after January 6th, Brett McNeil looks at the American flag and then turns to other art forms for expressions of the true American spirit.
We hit the St. Joe 4-H Fair and did the local bike parade, caught twilight fireworks at the ballpark the night before. The 4th was a real red, white, and blue holiday again this year, especially the magnetometers outside the fair. Very Americana. It was all pretty good fun, especially with a 3-year-old, but carried a whiff of the rote and clumsy in our flag-waving and elephant-ear-eating, the solemn trotting and urgent smartphone videotaping of Budweiser Clydesdales. Was it a relief to return to a crowd? To celebrate the 4th in public? I admit, I wasn't feeling it quite like the guy strutting the fair in a kicking commie ass t-shirt. My son wanted to do the bike parade in his jogging stroller, so I draped a flag over the top that belonged to my dad, a Vietnam vet who's been dead for 10 years. I got the flag for him after 9/11 through a congressional program where they hoist these things up and down all day over the Capitol and send them to constituents for easy goodwill. I got it back a couple years ago in a box his widow sent from Denver. Dad had a lot of unfinished ideas, but he raised me and my brother to stay out of the military and to respect Ho Chi Minh, who is one commie whose ass we definitely did not kick. Maybe Dad was doing it wrong. He never even watched Rambo. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. I don't even have a flagpole. I think of the old Jasper Johns flag paintings, now suitable for office walls, which began as a young veteran's commentary on the McCarthy hearings, as a nod to Dada, their meaning unimposed, perhaps absurd, ironic, implied, left open to feeling and consideration. That flag is gone. Old Glory has lost its nuance and is strictly a literalist's banner now. There's no art in it at all. I watched the Indy 500 this year from the short shoot between 1 and 2, and during pre-race ceremonies, an Air Force general took the mic. He'd flown in from Alaska on the government dime to cheer a taxpayer-funded, Air Force-sponsored car and told the crowd, "Our greatest advantage remains the patriotism and duty of our service members and the few who support them." A pity party on Memorial Day. "Hang in there, General. We're all still footing the bill." It was mid-afternoon on the 4th in Mishawaka, and I remained in a funk, listening to the radio in the car when Ol' Harv closed his show with Hendrix's Star-Spangled Banner from Woodstock. Thank you, Harvey. A needed dose of American art, rooted in the tune and in electric blues, but taken way beyond into abstraction. Wildly non-literal and inestimably better because of its originality and its ability to reconstitute, reimagine, and recommunicate the song as both a national celebration and protest. It's completely oxygenating. I headed home, put on my own copy, and listened again. I made my son listen to it. He may not have been as impressed, but my mood had swung. This was worth celebrating on a day of celebration. I dug around, played a bunch more records, and finally spun a deeper wellspring, Alice Coltrane's third record, Da the El Dowd, a magnificent and transcendent album, mystical and earthy, unmistakably American. The record is also the product of artists, black musical artists in early 1970, a time, incidentally, when our beleaguered Air Force was illegally bombing Cambodia, working far outside the dominant and mainstream culture and its politics. There's no Hendrix banner subtext, just a statement of intent and exploration by Americans advancing America through an American musical language. The music represents itself, speaks for itself. The Stars and Stripes, not so much. And so I've been told. Message received. January 6th was a reckoning for a lot of things, the flag included. As a representational object, the flag's meaning has narrowed and calcified immeasurably year by year since my dad's compulsory tour in 1968. What freedoms, whose freedoms and conceptions of freedom does that star-spangled banner now most loudly declaim? I guess that's a rhetorical question. You've seen the insurrection videos. I finally folded up Dad's flag, stuck it back in the basement with his other effects, then watered the plants, and put that Alice Coltrane record back on. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Brett McNeil.
Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.